Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Great News. This is our 4,557th episode.
You got it.
You know how people do that, Mike? It drives me crazy because I know. What have we done? 51? Maybe.
No, maybe no. 51? We've done 60-something.
All right. 4,060-something. Doesn't matter. Listen, this is a podcast about all positive stories that help, you know, restore your faith in humanity. People are good. People are doing good things. They do not get covered. So that's what do on this podcast.
It doesn't seem to drive ratings or engagement as much, but it needs to be pointed out that the overwhelming majority of people and the overwhelming majority of interactions you have with people are actually pretty happy and positive. But the negative stuff sticks in your head, like tweets. I get mostly very positive things said to me, but it's the ones where it's like, hey, I hope you die. That sticks with you. You
know. Listen, I'm sorry. I was having a bad night and I didn't mean it. All right. Listen, you can subscribe to this if you like the podcast and perhaps tell your friends about it. And also click the little reminder that'll let you know when we post a new episode, which is every Monday and Thursday. Mike has an intro for us.
Intro! The show's about to begin, bro. So say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues, because Kevin and Mike just gave you all the great news.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I felt that one. I felt like you meant that one.
I gave it my all.
My first story is about a teen that works at McDonald's.
All right.
And she was working the drive-thru window. She does all kinds of different jobs for this McDonald's, but she was working the drive-thru window, and she handed somebody some Chicken McNuggets. Which, let's be honest, is the best food on earth. So
it's so good.
Right. And it shouldn't be by all accounts, but I love it.
If you knew what was in it, you probably wouldn't think it's that good, but it's so good.
But I don't want to know what's in it because I like it and it's so good. So this woman hands the chicken nuggets to a customer, and listen to what happened after that. Watch this video.
I noticed that she was coughing profusely. I could tell, like, oh crap, she's choking.
Then the fast food worker thought fast.
I jumped out the window of the drive-thru and I got her out of the car, told her daughter to call 911.
She called in a bystander to help, and together they successfully performed the Heimlich maneuver. It's training Sydney had 4 years ago, but one she was able to expertly recall.
She remembered all of the training.
I always tell her she has a gift because she's autistic and she can remember anything, do anything. It's crazy.
Impressing her parents.
We're really proud of her.
And the local police.
We could use more of her in this world.
Who rewarded her for a good deed done.
They gave me $100. It's insane.
But better than the monetary reward is what Sydney learned about herself.
Feel as though, I'm actually capable of, contributing to society and actually capable of making a difference.
How crazy is that? She dope. Have you seen those McDonald's windows? Does a person even fit through that window?
Not us, but
no.
Yeah.
But she jumped out the window and performed the Heimlich on a person who was so excited about the chicken nuggets that they started eating them while they were still paying her.
Okay, let this the person that was choking, let her or him, let them sit for a while,
right?
Ruminate on what went on, but then someone needs to have a talk with them and be like, honey, what's going on? You Listen. Had to have the nuggets that what before you even got your change, you're just
and imagine how great it would have been if she wasn't choking, if there was just something going on with her, and the girl dives out the
window. I have lung cancer, you bitch! Get off me!
And just starts choking her. No, but she saved her life.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's an amazing story.
what a sweet girl too. Like the idea that, you know, she came at that age, she remembered, see, because I had to take CPR a bunch of times for a couple different reasons. Some stuff that went in my whatever circumstances there, like you need to get past the CPR. And I've done it like three or four times. I can't remember anything. The fact that she did. And then also that her impulse was to just dive out the window. I mean, what a really sweet, noble little girl.
She had to take CPR for a babysitting when she was 11. So now she's 15 and she remembers every single step of it and dives out the window and does it and saves
this woman's life. There's nothing I remember from 11 to 15. By the time I got to 15, things that I studied at 14, gone.
Right. Agreed. She remembered it all. And the parents said that she had autism, and I couldn't tell from the video, but she apparently has that kind of memory, which was amazing in this particular case because she saved a woman's life who couldn't wait to eat her chicken nuggets until she got her change.
I hope that girl understands. I'm sure I'm not trying to minimize her struggles with her autism, but I hope she recognizes that I never would have been able to tell. She was very socially engaging, and I thought she was quite composed, you know, dealing with the cameras and stuff.
And wouldn't the first thing you think be, I need to run out from behind the counter and help this person in the car? You wouldn't just dive through the window.
No, that's John Wick stuff. I mean, that's gangster. Yeah, that's so awesome.
That's a gangster McDonald's employee.
The most. Kevin, I'm going to keep the theme alive of noble, important women.
So really people contribute. That are the opposite of us.
Yes.
In every way.
Okay. In every way. This is a noble woman who contributes to the world in such a great way. Kevin, I just want to let you know that Yannette Garcia wants to remind us that it's Christmas time. Hit it.
Wrapping around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily. Wrapping around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
I'm glad that you put your hand up to your mouth because I couldn't tell if your video was frozen.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Yeah.
This is a weather girl in Mexico, and Yannette Garcia is Mike's love. She's his love.
She's so giving, you know, and that's what I appreciate.
A lot of people are just take, take, take. And she says, no, I want to help you, Mike.
She knows that she's enriching so many people's souls.
Correct, yes.
With what she gives back to society. So thank you, Yannette.
We salute you.
Yes.
All right, the next video is a little bit longer than usual, but it's totally worth it because this woman, Shirley Raines, is an amazing person. And when you hear what she went through as a child and when you hear what she does as an adult, you'll think this is a person that is so much better than me and totally worth it. Check out her story.
Let me see, homie, what are we working with here? I'm married to the streets. Here's the eyelashes, and we're gonna bring the wigs. I'm married them. Here's your straight wig. You want a wig, chocolate?
I love
it. Okay, baby, love you too.
It's for better or for worse.
I asked him to move so we could put the table there. If he didn't want to move, he wouldn't have moved. So why are you involved in it?
Jeez.
Skid Row is a 55 block radius in the heart of Los Angeles, California.
Cigarette!
We call it an unseen community. It's a community of broken people.
Be safe, okay?
That's probably why I connected so well with them.
How you doing? We ain't started yet, girl. Go on and get in that line.
My life was very toxic, tragic. I came from a family that had a lot of drug problems. I met my high school sweetheart. We had a baby. My son was an amazing kid. He is amazing in my heart. His name was Demetrius Stevens. His stepfather and me, we weren't financially responsible. We were living in and out of hotels, essentially homeless ourselves. So I sent him to my grandmother's house. She was careless with medication. and she left some laying around. And when I went to pick him up, you know, he wasn't acting right. Took him to the hospital. My son passed away on September the 6th. It's the last birthday I had with him. It was very hard. And, you know, the woman who had given me so much in life was also the cause of my greatest loss. And how do you rationalize that as a 20-year-old? You don't. You break inside. I blame myself for not having stability. I should have had a place to live. If only I'd had my own backyard. If only I'd had my stuff together. I felt like life was punishing me. I was pregnant with my oldest daughter, and I said, well, I can't kill myself while I'm pregnant. But when I have this baby, it's over, you know? I fell apart. I was very self-sabotaging. I couldn't keep anything together. The world looked at me and thought probably the same thing they think about the homeless when they pass them by. Nobody really knew what I'd been through, what I was going through. I think after my son died, I had no control over a lot of things, but I can control how long my eyelashes were. I can control the color of my hair.
My Wonder Woman power is right here.
And it became my adult game of make-believe. Make believe you're normal, Shirley. Make believe you're not falling apart on the inside, Shirley, you know? My sister kept on saying, you have to find a purpose for this pain, Shirley. You're still here. Your son would want you to do this. And then one day someone was like, you want to go to church? I'm like, well, I haven't been there in forever. When I went to church, someone was like, hey, you want to go feed the homeless with us? Then I went to Skid Row. I'm like, oh, this is where all the broken people are? Oh, I've been looking for y'all all my life. I am broken just like them. I know that I've walked around many years. My body was fine, but my spirit was crushed. It was dead.
That's makeup?
That's hair. The women started saying, oh, we love your hair. We love your makeup. I thought, well, let me just start coming out here on my own, doing the hair, giving them eyelashes and doing makeup.
This is pretty right here.
Yeah, okay.
Their body was still here, but their spirits were dead. I'm like, we gotta give the spirit some CPR.
Yes, I have a lot of wigs, so I'll save you one, queen.
They started calling me the makeup lady. I never wanted to leave. I love them, because I am them.
Good to see y'all. Happy Saturday, King.
I address them as kings and queens because that is who they are. We want to make them feel beautiful.
What you want? Hair? Haircut? Hair? Okay.
Not all queens live in castles. I've met a lot of queens and kings on the street.
I was just on the verge of going into a hospital and saying, you know, I can't take it anymore. I'm done. I give up. And that quick little hello and hug let me know there's hope and people care.
Lay back on my hand. There you go.
It is just being seen, being touched, being cared for.
You want a face mask?
You want to do one on me?
Yes.
All right.
It plants a little bit of self-esteem in them, so they feel like, okay, maybe no one knows I'm homeless because I have a fresh cut. Maybe I can go do this job because I don't look like I used to look.
It's misperceived, Skid Row. I have shoes, I have clothes, dignity, I have pride, motivation. I'm just unfortunate to not be able to afford rent.
I come over here and when we're done, after eating, after my haircut, I feel just that much taller, that much better.
How about her?
God damn it, Kevin.
I know. She actually said the words, you're broken? I've been looking for you my whole life. How yeah, beautiful really, is that?
Everything about that story is just beautiful, man. It's amazing. And you like Skid Row is hard to explain if mm-hmm. someone hasn't seen it. You there's no way you could possibly like adequately explain what it's like to see. You can't believe that exists on Earth, but most certainly you can't believe that's America. You're like, Ike, this is unreal. And for her to really dive into the belly of that and provide a service that clearly really, really, really changes the way people feel about themselves. It's everything about that is like a home run, bottom of the ninth game winning home run. Great news story. Awesome. Awesome.
That
work.
Is Shirley Raines. She's a CNN hero and for good reason.
Yeah. And also her deep humanity, the deep sympathy that she felt, the caring, the loving, is one aspect of that. But her ability to deal with adversity, because the loss of a child is, there's nothing there, not there's absolutely nothing even in the same ballpark, in the same sport, as the pain someone must feel losing a child. And she was able to not only pick the pieces back up and keep going, but to then transition into doing such giving things. It's really amazing.
And it's something that she was passionate about. She can, you know, you can start doing stuff with whatever your abilities are, whatever you care about. She cared about makeup and about wigs and stuff. So she went down there and said, let me help you with what I can do. She also goes on to then hook up with different food groups and help feed the homeless down there as well. They're her family.
Yeah. And that I don't personally know of that, because I've never experienced any type of hardship anywhere close to that. But I do remember John McCain discussing when he was alive about how when he was a prisoner of war, that it was very important for he and his other prisoners of war that he was he got captured with, that they shave and that they comb their hair. And because it's just like the small thing that reminded them that they do matter. And that even right. though in the face of all this hardship, that it was important for them to keep themselves put together, because it did keep their spirits up. So, I actually feel bad doing this next story after that.
You should. And I don't even know what it is.
It is amazing. And it is great news in the sense that it will uplift you. It did me, maybe because I'm childish. But there's this girl, Stephanie Motto. She is a reality TV / YouTube star. She was originally on 90 Day Fiancé. Mm-hmm. And she has been raking in the dough. And I mean, balling out with her new side hustle, Kevin.
Yes.
Check this out. She has been bottling up her farts.
Oh, I can't imagine why this story is a sad one for you to go to after the last one.
Well, she's making $70,000 a week. And
what?
$70,000 a week.
You said a week, though. You meant a year.
I mean a week.
A month.
I mean a week. LA Public Schools here, so 52 weeks in a year, 70,000. I don't know, but it's 35 something. It's 3.5 million. Is that, am I right? 3.5 million?
Let's not do math.
Okay. But it's a freaking extraordinary amount of money that she is making because she farts and then really quickly corks a bottle that she had to her asshole. Yes. And then she sells that.
Yes.
And she's making $70,000 a week.
A week.
If anything, I wanted to do this story so that I could tell the story. I'm sure you've heard this story, but you know about Kimmel destroying Corolla in this kind of similar fashion.
Yes, I do. I do know it quite well.
Kimmel had a coffee tin, okay, and it was like really good, exquisite Kona coffee, right? And he rips a humongous fart into it and then puts the cap on, and then Corolla comes in, and like everyone in radio, Adam and Jimmy are coffee addicts. We all just like it's something that becomes a part of the business. Everyone loves coffee, right? And Jimmy goes, Adam, this is like straight from Hawaii, the top of the line Kona. You got to smell this Kona coffee. It's amazing. Best beans in the world. And Adam's, you know, complaining about something. He comes over and Jimmy opens it, and Adam's face was like one of those detectives on Law and Order that comes into to find the cadaver at the forensic scene. He's
right. Oh, I'm about to throw up.
That's the best.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know why that makes me so happy. That's uplifting to the spirits.
Jimmy Kimmel is dead inside, not mentally or emotionally, but physically.
Yeah, I've never met, like, most people who get such joy out of pranking, and not even pranking, like not jackass, like the level that Kimmel goes to prank people and to wreck people. I can't understand how he's also simultaneously like such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how the two.
Except to Adam.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's move on. And by the way, Jimmy makes nothing from that. Nothing except for pure joy.
No, he makes a lot. He feels happy. You know, it enriches his life.
All right. My next story is about a dog named Henry.
Henry.
And Henry is a beautiful dog and helped save his human sister's life by being incredibly persistent. Watch this story about Henry.
Meet Henry, an 8-year-old Boston Terrier who's being hailed as a real hero this morning after saving the life of his 9-month-old human sister.
Henry.
Wow.
Did you go in the baby's room? Did you open her door?
It all started when Henry began acting a little strange, repeatedly barging into the nursery and waking the baby.
That night he was headbutting the door open and going into her room and standing there. And every time I shooed him away, he would go back in as soon as my back was turned.
While Kelly and Jeff Dowling knew their daughter had a cold, it was Henry who sensed that things were getting worse.
She wasn't clearing her airway. She started to turn blue and go rigid. And she just really couldn't get any oxygen.
The couple rushed their baby girl to the hospital, where doctors were able to clear out her airways and send her back home later that night. The Dowlings deciding Henry deserves 2 rounds of Christmas presents this year.
Definitely spoiling the dog a little bit more. So he was allowed to sleep in bed with me last night, and he's got a stake in his future.
Never done anything quite so heroic before.
Enjoy that steak, Henry. Kelly Dowling shared the story on Twitter, writing, "I don't know what would have happened if he hadn't woken her. We don't deserve dogs." Amen to that.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
I don't know what would have happened.
No, they know. Of course they know.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we all know.
You don't want to say that as a parent, but I love the beginning of that video where Henry was like,
"What do you want from me?"
Hiding behind the table like, I didn't. Yeah.
All this attention can't be good. What did I do? and by the way, I let him sleep in the bed with me. He saved your kid's life. You should make a fucking kibble bed specially for him and then just make it rain ribeye all fucking day. Just like,
he should
lying there like Caligula, just vomiting on itself from all the fucking top grade A meat that he's eating.
He should switch places with him. The guy should sleep in the dog's bed, and the bed should get and the dog should get the bed.
They should make him a room. They should make him a dog room. Just like 5,000 thread count sheets and shit. All right, Kevin, I'm going to finish up with an actually really uplifting, beautiful story.
Oh, you're going that direction this time.
I know it's not in my wheelhouse, but there's a 75-year-old man, and he's just like any other respectable, hardworking American. He worked his whole life. He is now retired, but he had always said that having a Rolex on your wrist is the ultimate sign of success. But he had always said it to his children, kind of tongue in cheek, because he's like, it's also so gaudy and so kind of silly.
How much do those cost?
To spend money on something that doesn't necessarily serve you any.
How much do those cost, right?
Well, it varies greatly, but like the cheapest real Rolex is, you know, $5,000, something like that, you know, a couple grand. But, you know, many Rolexes are commonly $50,000-$60,000. Wow. So it's silly. But if you have hundreds of millions of dollars, you do. But this guy's, like I said, he's just an average Joe, but he worked hard his whole life. And he had always kind of jokingly talked about how he would love a Rolex because that was the real sign that you made it in life. And his children got together and they provided him a little surprise. Check it out.
Looks good.
Looks good. No.
Aww. Donations.
To see, you could tell, like, Kevin, you know, the guy with the Under Armour shirt and that mustache, the guy's a man's man. You know, to see him break down like that. It's really beautiful. And to know that his family got together to provide that to him, I thought that that was, you know, it's not the most overwhelming. It's not like the young lady who was doing the great work on Skid Row, but it's sweet to see a guy be touched by something like that.
But it's amazing love shown from his family that did mean that much to him.
And I love that stuff when, obviously material goods are nowhere near as important as, you know, tangible human interaction. But when you see an athlete or an entertainer or someone who makes it big and they go back and they buy their mom or their dad that one special thing that they never could have dreamed of affording. Yeah, so I always find that so special.
I do too. All right. Subscribe to the podcast if you like it, and or perhaps send it to a friend or two and let them know that this exists, because it's a good way to remind yourself that everyone is not bad.
I'm not saying this purely as advertisement. I mean this sincerely. I feel so much better preparing for the show and doing this show. I feel better. I feel happier. I feel more confident that life is really good. And I just hope that, and I believe confidently that viewing or listening to the show can do the same thing.
Agreed.
Here's your outro. Outro! You know what I'm talking about, bro. So say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike just gave you all the great news.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.